All right, our first big guest here of 2011 here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Maybe you know him as a fashion designer, a hip-hop mogul, or affectionately on Twitter, as I do, as @UncleRush. But after reading his new book, he wants you to know him as a builder. His new book, it's great. It's called Super Rich. And Russell Simmons joins the Ralphie Radio Show. Mr. Simmons, thank you so much for making some time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Again, the new book, Super Rich, is available now. Mr. Simmons, I know one of the big points in the book is meditation, its positive effects, especially when applied in certain settings, and one of those settings you mentioned was in schools.
There are 10,000 kids we're giving it to now.
Now, I know when you say meditation, some people automatically assume you mean prayer. You actually refer to it in the book as quiet time. And can you talk about what are some of the benefits of that for, you know, kids in school or even in the workplace for that matter?
Kids who sit still, let their thoughts settle, they're able to learn. No one learns when they have a brain full of noise. You want the noise to settle. What we want in life is single-point focus.
You know, Mr. Simmons, it got me wondering, too, about meditation and the positive effects it could have, maybe even at a radio station, here at the Ralphie Radio Show at Citadel Broadcasting. I mean, has that been done before? Is that, like, completely out of the question? Or?
Yeah, I could send you a teacher. I'm on the board of the David Lynch Foundation. We send teachers.
Oh, like different companies?
Yeah, we have schools. They're like counselors in schools.
Russell Simmons here on the Ralphie Radio Show. His new book, Super Rich. I've read it from cover to cover. It's excellent. You talk about meditation a lot. You talk about not only implementing it maybe in schools and in the workplace, but also individually, even with some celebrities in the entertainment world. One person you brought up in particular, actually, I found it very interesting, was Chris Brown. Do you know, by chance, I mean, is Chris Brown meditating now on a regular basis?
Yeah, but do you know what? There are hundreds of celebrities who are really taking meditation very seriously, and it's affected them. I don't name all the names, but many, big supporters of the David Lynch Foundation, and all the way back from the early Beatles guys who are still supporters to, you know, a lot of new guys, Russell Brand and Katy Perry and these people. So the meditation is becoming a trendy item again, like it was in the 60s. And it's very good because if we can get it in the schools, we can change the school systems dramatically. Some of the worst schools have become some of the best schools.
Well, and it's certainly a lot healthier than some of the other trends that we are seeing creep into our schools for sure. But I was very, very interested when I read Chris's name. Have you spoken with Chris Brown since you wrote the book?
I haven't spoken to Chris in quite a while, but I'm hopeful. I haven't spoken to Chris, but many celebrities are doing it. I bet you a lot of talk show hosts are going to start talking more about it. And the more we get in the schools, the results are clear. The research is there. Go to tm.org and look at it. You know, it's an important part of my book, but the book is, you know, lots of how-to. I wrote that last book, and Oprah sold so many copies, and so many people walked up to me and said that the book changed your life. And it caused me to write this book. The last one, I think, was kind of pulling together all the teachings of all the scripture, all the years of studying yoga science. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a simplified, you know, like open kind of, you know, intro. This book is a how-to book. And the idea of being super rich is living in a state where you need nothing. That's kind of the best way I could describe it.
Right, having it all without really needing anything specifically.
Anything.
In another part of the book, initially you mentioned giving it away to the point where they can't do without it, to where they need it. And when you talk about that, one person you mentioned again specifically is your nephew, Diggy Simmons, who of course is on a great path right now. And I would imagine his father helps a great deal with this. But how tough is it really to get through to Diggy and, well, to, you know, his generation, the idea of super rich, the idea of having it all without needing the toys, as you refer to them as?
My brother's pretty good at that. He's a, you know, he's a preacher.
Right, of course.
His family is under a tight thumb. These guys are all good Christians, and what's taught into them in the Christian Science is no different from what's in the Buddhist or any yogic traditions or philosophies, and so it all kind of goes together. These are good kids he's raised. He's done a tremendous job.
Again, the book, Super Rich, our first big guest here at 2011, Mr. Russell Simmons, making some time out of his very busy schedule to check in with the Ralphie Radio Show. Uncle Rush, thank you so much. I appreciate it.